Chapter 1, Eggnog Watt. 1300 hours, 26th of August, 2014, Fortitude Brewing, Mount Tambourine. Fuck, here we go again. That's me in my head after hearing yet another big business idea. I spent 4 years in employment. As an employee, I like to talk about ideas a lot. In fact, my best mate Eddie and I spent countless hours dreaming up ideas when we worked for the government. It had been 8 years since I left, and over time, my patience for new ideas had grown thin. In the entrepreneurial world, I heard a new idea every day, often from the same people. I learned long ago that the people who got ahead didn't talk a lot about their ideas. They just went out and got shit done. Still, there's a time and place, and sitting at Fortitude Brewery at Mount Tambourine is a good place as any to brainstorm ideas, especially beer ideas. Do you reckon a stout with eggnog characteristics would work? Eddie asked the boys. Not sweet and sickly, but a dry stout with subtle characteristics of what you find in eggnog, like brandy, cinnamon, nutmeg, and vanilla. I did what I always do when I hear a good idea. Acknowledge that it's an acceptable idea. Say to do it, knowing full well that the person with the idea has no idea how to do it and would give up before making it a reality anyway. But this time it was different. Eddie and I had chatted about this idea before. He had actually suggested it to other breweries but couldn't get anyone to brew it. But this time Govs, who was a brewer at Fortitude and a mate of ours, was in company. On top of that, he'd just scraped together all of the pieces necessary to brew a decent beer at home. This included a full three-vessel heat exchange recirculating mash system, HERMS, made from converting 50-litre beer kegs and a series of pumps and hoses he had Frankenstein together. It resembled something out of Breaking Bad. He hadn't brewed on the equipment yet and was looking for an opportunity to put the rig to a test. It was a perfect storm of sorts. Still, we certainly weren't the first blokes to sit at the pub talking about making beer, and we wouldn't be the last. I didn't think about that conversation too much after that. As I write this, a year or so on from that conversation, I'm sitting in the South China Airlines flight enjoying, in inverted commas, excellent quality Yangjing beer. That's all I know about it. The rest is in Chinese. It's Eddie, Govs, and me. We are flying from Brisbane to Guangzhou to inspect our recently purchased 2,000-litre brewery. If you're reading this book, it means that approximately 18 months after that initial conversation, we now own a brewery, and there are probably other people around Australia right now talking shit and drinking our beer, Black Hops. We have investors, we have our own equipment and location, a cellar door, customers all around the country, and we've brewed the official beer for one of the biggest video games on the planet. It's been a crazy ride. At times, Google has been our friend. At other times, we've relied on mates and colleagues to help us figure out the puzzle of building a craft beer brewery and brand. From day one, our passion has always been to share everything we are doing along the way. The tagline, "the least covert operation in brewing," is something we've lived by. We've made it our mission to make it easier for others who want to do what we've done and get more people brewing, selling, and drinking high-quality beer. Making it real. I hadn't given a second thought to Eddie's big idea, but 2 weeks later after that boozy Mount Tambourine conversation, he sent me this message. "We're heading up the mountain to brew the eggnog stout. Do you want to come?" I couldn't quite believe that this drunken conversation had actually led to us planning to brew beer. I immediately said yes, and we headed up to Govs' place to see what we could do. His partner at the time, Claire, had kindly made her yoga room available to us as the pilot brewery location. Whether she knew about the arrangement, I'm not sure, but the space was now full of brewing equipment. For the most part, Eddie and I watched and listened as Gus pieced his pilot system together, brewed the beer, and gave us a first-class brewing education at the same time. Aside from a few unexpected leaks, everything went to plan, and we organized to get back together for bottling in 3 weeks. 3 weeks is a long time in these days of modern communication. Assuming you're awake 15 hours a day and you send 12 messages per hour, you can technically communicate over 2,500 times per day. And that's exactly what we did. At first, the messages were practical. We'd ask about dry hopping, how to make the special brandy mix, how the beer was fermenting, etc. But before long, we got a little bit carried away. What are we going to call our brewery? Do we need a website? Do we need investors? And occasionally after a few beers at the surf club, "Fuck this. This beer is going to be better than every single beer on sale here. Be fucked if I'm drinking this shit anymore. How do we get this into bars?" Should be a swearing warning on this, shouldn't there? Sorry about that. They're all good questions, but the one that got the most attention was, what are we going to call it? If we knew that, surely it wouldn't be that hard to print labels and put a few photos on social media. We sent hundreds of messages back and forth on this topic. Some of the names were good. Some of them were fucking atrocious. Three Balls Brewing, Mad Robot. But in the midst of mostly shocking business names, Eddie messaged, "What about Black Hops?" We love this name for the obvious play on words, and so from then on we were known as Black Hops Brewing. It didn't take long before I'd mocked up a logo, registered a domain, and had the eggnog stout labels ready to print.